Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It says, it's not surprising that Jack the Ripper was a barber, because if you look into the history of barbers, they were pretty much the general surgeons of their day, where they were doing like bloodletting and other things like that.
Yeah, minor surgeries
in the barber shop. Let's see. He was spotted in 1888 by somebody after a murder and was briefly considered a suspect, but there was not enough evidence. That's interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey.
What's up, Dave?
Going?
What's up?
You remember me? I'm the guy who showed you the thing at MGM.
You're the guy who came and showed us the story about the Springfield person when we were there.
Yes, and I sent you a thing on Instagram letting you know that they had found a body. I think it was Sunday I let you know, because they found it on Saturday.
I mean, I have to say this. I feel like you might be the smiley face killer, and that's why you came. I mean, is that?
No.
You're not. Okay.
Yeah, that's what cocky murderers do. They call radio shows.
Yeah. I mean, that's my concern. Is like the first thing I thought about is like.
I kind of figured, but that takes way too much effort for somebody like me.
Yeah. All right. Good. Danielle, we'll talk about it after. We'll talk about it after Hill Mail. So there is a little bit of a concern this morning for the new Space Force.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Space Force.
Because apparently space herpes has become a huge issue for astronauts.
Yes. They say that roughly 53% of astronauts that are on short-term space shuttle flights or at the International Space Station have showed signs of herpes. Now, herpes is a virus that's often dormant. A lot of people don't even know they have it. So the issue here is that going into space is extremely stressful in your body, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the herpes virus evidently usually manifests itself in times of great stress. So they're saying people that normally would have it that wouldn't notice it, whether it would be like a cold sore or something else, the stress that's put in their body from going into space, the change in the atmosphere, the pressure, all the stuff, it's bringing it out in them. And it's becoming a real issue because astronauts are showing adverse effects when they're up in space.
Huh.
So they're trying to figure out how they can combat this.
I mean, is there one stud of a male astronaut who has smashed every single female astronaut and left them with the gift that keeps on giving, the herp?
Astronauts must be something else, because remember the chick that drove from like Texas to Florida with the diaper on?
With the diaper on, to stalk a guy.
Yes.
Yeah, she was crazy, that one.
Maybe there's an Orchids of Asia up at the space station that we don't know about.
Satellite location? See what I did there?
Maybe there is. Yeah. All right. Well, big problems for the Space Force. Maybe Tim Apple can solve them.
You really have. I mean, you've really put a big investment in our country. We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
Tim Apple, thank you.
This was actually mentioned in Apollo 13 with Tom Hank, your favorite actor.
Tom Hank, yeah.
I believe it was Bill Paxton's character who said, I think I got the clap from the other guy because he was using his urination hose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent obscure reference.
And so that may be a way it's happening, too.
Yeah. Well, you got to think there's so much stress.
The irrational fear of the space herpes, it's from the stress.
Yeah. Well, not yet. Yeah. I mean, think about it. You're leaving the atmosphere, going into nowhere. You got to be freaking out.
Thank you, LB Herpy.
Oh.
We got Tim Apple.
What's the big deal? Like 60% of everybody on the planet has herpes.
Here's an interesting fun fact from a texter. The barber pole that one might see outside a barber shop is based on the fact that barbers used to have bloody bandages hanging outside of their shops to dry in the wind.
Oh my what? God!
They would do bloodletting.
Yeah,
they would like blood to letting? Suck out the impurities, and then they would hang the bloody rags outside.
Used leeches.
Well, they probably sure needed they to did. Blot it with something after the fact to dry the rest of it out.
This is Bobby on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Bobby.
What's going on, everybody?
What's
good
up,
morning.
Bob? What's up, brother?
Not much. Just quick thing on the whole Jack the Ripper thing. Just seems kind of strange. I mean, unless I was doing a little research, unless they like had like, you know, some blood that was frozen for years and years and years, I just don't understand how the DNA in the blood would actually last, you know, 150 years for them to actually trace back. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know enough about DNA, and neither did the subject of the documentary on HBO last night, The Inventor. But I don't know. I mean, it does seem interesting that you can go back 150 years and use DNA to identify who Jack the Ripper is.
Well, didn't we just talk about scientists who took the DNA from a mastodon
and
brought it back to life in
mammoth.
Mice?
Is that the same thing?
Oh, yeah, the woolly mammoth. Right, yeah. So if they can do that, maybe this they can test on blood left over for 100 years, because that was thousands of years.
Yeah. All right. Well, beware the space herpes.
Ew.
It is 8:05, and this is WAAF-FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 in Boston. I love the wit of the listeners of this program. A 781 texter says, going into space, very stressful. Not as stressful as losing your phone charger.
No.
As we learned earlier.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Time for this.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail. On WAAF.
Here's a text from a police detective, 774 text, Shu is right. You can use DNA going back thousands and thousands of years, mm-hmm. if not more. So,
and to clarify for those asking how they got the barber's DNA, they had taken DNA from his living descendants.
Oh, on one of the genealogy websites?
Probably. 23andMe sold it to the police.
Yeah.
23andMe again.
So they got the DNA. They got the DNA from a descendant of the barber.
Yeah, right. And they were able to link it back to him.
What a rat!
Yeah, well,
what a narc!
I know.
He should have refused it.
Family.
All right. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Now is the time to reach out and find out about their Spring into Savings program. Because you listen to this show, you're going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. Believe it or not, before we get to Hill Mail, apparently there is a space herpes obscure reference. Hello, Keith.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, Mike Shu might actually be able to back me up on this. It's an early 80s, really bad movie, but it's funny. It's called Ice Pirates.
Ice?
The lead was played by the same guy who played Spencer for Hire.
Robert Urich?
Oh, my God. Huh.
Yes.
Ice Pirates. And does somebody get space herpes?
Actually, the ship gets space herpes, and it has to be quarantined.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's great.
That's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
That's great. All right, so there you go.
That life. Could be the best obscure reference ever.
That's life imitating art.
Right.
Is the way that goes. All right. Let's get to your Hillmail voicemail messages.
Monday, 6:54 a.m.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
I'm from Canada. I dip my ice cream in chocolate, and I know Joe Wang is also from Canada. Canada capital, Boston Bruin, kid. What?
End of message.
I love that guy.
He's like that awesome.
Guy? Yes. Yeah, hey, listen, John Wayne had a house in Vancouver. It was mm-hmm. just down the road from my house.
Did his principal make him take his shoes off
oh.
in school or no?
Well, no, no.
We don't know about that.
In Canada, it snows. In the winter, everybody has to take their shoes off so the hallways don't get dirty and muddy.
Yeah.
And Big Vern had a hole in his sock, wouldn't take his shoes off. And the principal said, if you don't take your shoes off, go home. And he quit high school.
Fine.
Monday, 9:19 a.m.
Let's not kid ourselves. The best Chinese restaurants have the largest missing cat boards in the front.
End of message.
How dare you? How dare you?
I can't.
I had chicken fingers last night. They were delicious.
Oh, you did? From where?
Wow, God
from Fantasy Island in Salem.
From Fantasy
had
Island?
Had to do it. We had all that talk.
Oh, yeah.
Last night I was like, nah, let me just make like something healthy. And then it was ear-mothed in my head for food.
I was just going to say, I'm going to coin a new term. Food moth.
Yeah, food moth.
If there's something that if there's a food that comes up on the show and then you have to eat it that night, that is a food moth.
Yeah, I got a food moth last night, but it was delicious.
And the restaurant I was thinking of was the Imperial.
Oh, okay. Yes.
With
Tina.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
This is Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey, kid.
Yeah, Brian.
How do we do 10 minutes on a Space Herpes story and we don't get to ear moth Space Trucking by Deep Purple?
Oh, great song.
Oh.
I believe I have it, which would not shock anybody since I have well over 4,000 songs on the iPod.
That was a good jam.
Good jam.
6:30 a.m.
Yes, puppies. Puppies will make them sleep.
End of message.
Excellent.
6:50 a.m.
A life without sauce is a life I don't want.
End of message.
Agreed.
No. I mean, there is a college student that we talked about when we were discussing snowplow parents in the New York Times article, and her parents shielded her whole life from sauce.
Why?
Oh, because it's bad for you.
No.
They didn't want her to try any sauce and get fat. So you may want to read up on that. Interesting phenomenon, the phenomenon of snowplow parents who snowplow all of the obstacles out of the way of their children for their whole lives so they can be perfect.
6:54 a.m.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
I just got to the Dong Festival, and surprise, surprise, there's a lot of dongs here. But, you know, if it works, it works.
End of message.
If it works, it's a radio edit. Radio edit.
6:59 a.m.
Hey, Greg, is running out of gas on your way to work on the list of stressful things for millennials?
End of message.
I forgot that happened.
7 a.m.
Hi, Greg.
Yeah.
My grandfather had to climb a hill both ways in 10 feet of snow to go to school. And he had a hole in his sock. Take that, millennials.
End of message.
That's Big Vern. Cracker Jack was legit, man.
Take that, millennials.
7:15 a.m.
Look on the bright side, LB. At least you got change your lettuce, change your life, correct?
End of message.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Let's see. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, what's going on, guys? You were talking about this yesterday. I didn't get through, but as a founding member of the All-Time Chinners Club,
yes.
I felt that you guys need to announce this on the radio. So, Chinese food. There is a place in South Boston. I can't believe nobody's called it in yet. It's called Lee Chen's Burritos.
Wait. What's it called? What is it called again?
Lee Chen's Burritos. So, it's Mexican-Asian fusion. It is... like, it looks like one of your dumpy, hole-in-the-wall takeout Chinese food places on the corner somewhere in South Boston.
Yeah.
But it's called Lee Chen's Burritos. And you can get, like, a boneless skillet pork fried rice wrap. Or you can get a General Guy's chicken burrito. They do steak teriyaki tacos.
That's insane.
That sounds delicious.
Good. Oh, my
sounds
gosh. Great. Yeah.
Right. Greg, it's right down the street from Capo, to put it in perspective.
Oh, I love Capo.
They have such a great brunch there.
Well, I was there on Sunday. First, I went to Lincoln for brunch, and then I went to Capo for the parade. I can't stop with the with the space-related earmuffs.
Nice. Jeez.
You know how once I get something in my head, BBC asked David Bowie to delay the release of that song until the Apollo 11 astronauts made it home in case they didn't make it.
Oh,
really?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's a good obscure reference.
That's fantastic.
That's from a texter, 617 texter, who is correct about that, I believe. They said, can you not release the song yet in case they don't make it home? And then everybody's going to be singing the song and feeling horrible about what happened. Right.
So. I just watched the whole Bowie.
It's Mercury retrograde, kid. It's fine. You're fine.
They did a whole bio on Axis.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Nice.
Check it out.
Yeah. All right, hold on a second.
Might be named something different, but figure it out.
You want me to blow in your interlock device after the show?
Yes. Oh, my God. Friday. Can we get to Friday already?
Tomorrow's your Friday, right?
We should do one of those interlock devices on his workstation. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So he has to blow before starting work. Hold on. This is Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Nick?
Not much, man. I was, LB, I was with one of your old teammates on Sunday, and I promised I'd call in and say that he said hi for him.
Who was it?
I was hanging out with John Carter.
Oh, Johnny Carter.
Yeah, love him.
That's Woburn's Johnny Carter.
Yeah, phenomenal. Incredible player.
All right, so I want to, because it was brought up, I wanted to get in. Well, let me do the weather first, and then I want to talk about the smiley face killer and Springfield. But the weather this hour is brought to you by the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent featuring all-wheel drive. Love is now bigger than ever this winter, and it's going to be partly sunny today. Sun is out, temperature getting into the mid-40s, and right now it is 31 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. There is an obscure reference that is coming in quick before we get to the smiley face, and it is from Nick on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Greg, what's up?
What's going on, brother?
Not much. So I think I got a reference. You were thinking of the barber of something, but I actually think you're thinking of the butcher of Bogside.
Oh.
Oh, who's that?
Wait a minute. Who was that?
That was Martin McGuinness. He was like the leader of the IRA. And actually, the movie Foreigner with Jackie Chan,
yeah,
it was actually kind of based off Pierce Brosnan's character.
Really? No,
yep.
I was not thinking of the Butcher of Bogside, but I'm
okay, that's what I thought.
I'm glad you brought that up. All right. It's 8:21, and when we were doing our show from the MGM in Springfield, the new casino, where the WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament will be held this year to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation.
Love it.
That is all locked down, by the way.
Oh, good.
In June.
Uh-oh.
It's like the 20, I don't know what it is. It's like the 25th annual or something like that. Like we've been doing, I feel like I'm so old. I have been doing this golf tournament for a quarter of a century.
Yeah.
Like how ludicrous is that?
Well,
so,
it's not. Good on you, kid.
Yes. But it's happening at the end of June, as it always does.
27th?
It's the 27th annual. So, we are going to be playing an extraordinary golf course out there, which is called Great Horse.
Nice.
It is. It may be the nicest golf course I have been to on the East Coast. It is extraordinary. The clubhouse is extraordinary. The whole thing is extraordinary. So anyway, but when we were out there at the casino, the guy who called 20 minutes ago came up and said, "Hey,
Dave,
there's a guy." Dave, the listener, said, "There's a guy who's gone missing, and the people are looking for him." And it turns out that they have just discovered his body in a body of water.
Correct.
Smiley face killer like.
Ashim Bailey, who's from Springfield, went missing in January.
Where did he go missing from?
A bar, Samuel's Sports Bar in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Happened on January 13th.
Okay.
They conducted multiple searches in the area of the Connecticut River using boats and helicopters in the weeks after he went missing.
Didn't find him?
Nothing. Okay.
Okay.
Then on Friday, a guy was fishing in the Connecticut River in Longmeadow and saw something floating in the water that looked suspicious, so he called authorities. They went in with the boats. They pulled the body out. Turns out it has been identified as Ashim Bailey, the missing man. They say that there are no signs of physical trauma to suggest foul play. So, like many of the other cases, it's just a big stankin' mystery right now.
I mean, when are, this is my question, when are the authorities going to focus on smiley face? Now, maybe they are. I mean, the retired detectives who came here to join us on the show to demand that the Boston police investigate have brought a lot of attention to it. And maybe the police are investigating behind the scenes. I don't know, but how long
has this been going on? Oh, it's been going for a long time. You think at this point, at some point, you know, maybe that detective could chime in who chimed in earlier. They have to go to the public.
Yeah.
Even with like the Zodiac killer and others, they finally release stuff to the public.
Yeah.
It's how Kaczynski was the Unabomber, right? Because they published, he made them publish his manifesto, right, and his brother recognized his writing.
Yeah.
How long until they do something? I'm telling you, man, it's somebody of prominence.
You think it's somebody of prominence?
It's an elected official. It's the relative of an elected official or somebody in the police force.
Law enforcement, yeah.
Or somebody, or some celebrity, you know, something like that.
There's way too many that end up being found in the exact same way for it to just be coincidence. And I don't think people just randomly stumble off a, I can see being drunk and leaving a bar and walking around the city or something, but
up in the water?
I don't think you just randomly walk off the street and into the drink.
No, while this case, they were near the Connecticut River, and majority of those cases, they're nowhere near water.
No.
They just end up there somehow, three, 4 miles away.
Yeah.
And then there's the story of the two guys who got a commendation from the Boston Police Department last week for rescuing a guy who had fallen in the water, and the guy has no memory. He was out drinking as well and has no memory of what happened. And they found him in the water and were able to rescue him because I think they heard a cry or something like that.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's
so
it's,
did he say anything?
He has no memory. Like,
did he say, I got roofied and
no.
Well, he doesn't know.
I stumbled
and
he doesn't remember
it. Well, no,
it. And he doesn't remember it. So
bizarre.
Yeah, it really is. All right. Well, it is 8:26, and this is the Tuesday Hillman Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Paul on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, I never said roofie. That was Skizzer's imagination, but I wanted to offer a theory here. In Mexico, there was some recent travel bans issued because there was resorts that were using, just low-grade, maybe expired alcohol or something. My wife and I have gone out to places, and it usually happens at dives. One drink, and then, by the time I get home, I'm like, what the hell is going on here as I'm going to have my next beer?
Yeah.
My wife's all but passed out before from one drink.
From one drink?
Yes, one drink. A large one, but, knocked her out. And it took a little while to do so. I wonder, because there's a girl that passed out in a pool in Mexico and drowned, right? I'm wondering if there's maybe a correlation there.
So you're saying that, I assume this is following up on the smiley face killer thing. You're saying that you think that you and your wife are being roofied.
No, I didn't say roofied, but I wonder if the alcohol that's being served at these dive bars are like, it's a bad alcohol like it was in Mexico.
Bad liquor. Oh, I don't know.
Bad liquor opening at the Middle East upstairs this Saturday.
Yeah, I think you would know. I think that you would, I mean, I think there would be more we would know if that was going on. I mean, there would
right.
be...
Right. There'd be more than just people,
right.
you know,
yeah.
you know, being showing up in rivers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad
yeah.
Liquor, obscure reference. It's a Wonderful Life, where Jimmy Stewart goes, oh, Burke, help me with this. Maybe I got a hold of some bad liquor.
This is Isa or Isa? How do I say your name?
Isa.
Isa.
Hi, Isa.
What are you calling about, Isa?
Hi, guys. So, yeah, I think, Greg, when you were saying the barber of what, I think you were referring to the barber of Seville, the opera.
Danielle brought up the Barber of Seville, and I think that is probably what I was thinking of when we were discussing the news that a Polish barber has been determined, thanks to DNA testing, to be Jack the Ripper. So, we talked about the Barber of Fleet Street, mm-hmm. and we talked about the Barber of Seville, and this Polish barber has now been determined to be the person who was Jack the Ripper.
Our friend from Poland.
Our friend, our friend from Poland. All right, so.
And not right. Elmer Fudd.
Oh, yes.
Today's weather. It's going to be partly sunny and 45 for a high. And tomorrow, for the first day of spring, it is going to get to 50. So we're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there, and we'll be there hopefully by opening day, or at least by Marathon Monday.
I hope you don't have to bring your fall sports shawl to opening day.
Well, you know, I got to bring the dip in case I run into the mayor.
Oh, and, again, huh? Just right know. In his face. Right in his face piece.
Yeah.
You wonder why Marty doesn't come on the show.
Come on the show. He can't even. I mean, he's all over every single St. Patrick's Day event, but. Yeah. You know, I don't see him coming on this show frequently, but he will if we ask.
Mayor, here's your agenda for the week. We've got three envelope openings. Sign me up. Hillman wants you to call in. Oh, I'm busy.
Oh, yeah.
At least the governor's holding true. Thanks, Charlie.
Well, yeah, no, the governor's pretty loyal. He shows up.
Yes, he does.
All right. You had mentioned that there was some sort of a viral video that you wanted to talk about today.
Yes, because I know you love viral videos, Greg. Have you seen the wedding video where the best man passes out in the middle of the maid of honor's song?
No.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Oh, it's brutal. No. It's hot day.
It was
definitely warm. They were right. in the sun. Happened in Washington State. The
maid of honor chose to sing a song.
And she's crying during it.
She's
like
crying
very millennial.
It. Well, because she's losing her best friend.
Right. I'm so happy that when we first met Jeff, we knew that, like, it was going to be forever with you guys.
Oh, the poor. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Never the bride. And that causes, very expensive.
That causes a lot of bitterness
it
from
does.
Time to time.
The money.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the maid of honor is singing. So you get a picture. They're up in front of everybody. It's an outdoor ceremony, and they've got the big gazebo with all the flowers.
Sure.
And the bride and groom are standing there behind this little table. And the maid of honor is off to the left. The best man is off to the right. And in the middle of the song, the best man all of a sudden passes out. Not in any kind of graceful way. Just falls forward.
Yeah.
And you can hear the splat of him hitting the front riser on the podium that the gazebo is on.
Right.
And we have, of course, some audio because everyone was videotaping the ceremony
right.
at the wedding.
Right.
I get to love you. I get to love you.
Water, water.
Water. Yeah, that's gonna help.
Oh, no. The song was so bad the dude passed out to get out of there. She should have sung it. She should have sang on,
right?
What
she didn't make an attempt to help.
No, of course not.
She just stood there looking at her cue card like, what do I do?
No, she hates the new husband and she hates
his friends,
all the groomsmen and everything. She can't.
Listen, I'm just going to stand up here with him because, like, I hope you know how much I love you because you asking me to do this is really unfair.
My Uncle Gene hit the deck at my Uncle Kelly's wedding.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a July wedding. It was like 100 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Church was
brutal.
Swamp.
Brutal.
Totally took a header.
My friend Kendra's first wedding was in a church with no air conditioning in the middle of July. And it was, when I tell you, I'm shocked more people didn't pass out.
Yeah. Well, reception only on that baby.
Yeah.
If the church doesn't have air conditioning, right, it is reception only. Yeah. See you there.
Yeah.
See you there for the open bar.
Yeah. What time do you guys start the cocktail hour? All right. That's what I'll see.
Well, I felt bad at our wedding, Annie and I's wedding day.
For what reason? Because there were multiple.
Well, no. Number one, I'm the biggest problem, but there was no AC. And really? It was a sweat fest, yeah.
Here's a text asking if that was audio of LB from the cornhole tournament this year.
Oh,
water.
Up at Old Orchard.
Right. I'm looking to go back-to-back, kid.
Okay.
I am going to be announcing and releasing the sign-up for this year's second annual Greg Hill Foundation Cornhole Tournament at Old Orchard Beach on Thursday.
Mm.
So just a heads up, I think I'm expecting that probably the same thing happens that happened last year where every slot in the tourney was gone in 24 hours, but it may not. But on Thursday morning, I'll give you the details, and then we'll open up registration. And I announced the date yesterday. I think it's June 1st. Is that what the date I said? Does anybody remember?
No.
I'm 100.
Oh, yeah. So I'm on top of it.
I don't quite remember the Saturday, June 1st. Yes.
Okay.
So cornhole tournament at the Brunswick will be on Saturday, June 1st. And we'll have extraordinary cash prizes. And it was, the guys, the two teams that were left for the finals last year, LB, you were passed out at this time.
No, I was so cold.
The two teams that made it to the finals were just like hardo cornhole players. I mean, every single bag, like in the hole, and bag after bag after bag. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They were
I went to college.
Working their bags up there.
They were working their bags.
But yes.
Remind me, did people make and bring their own boards? Or did you guys have dedicated boards?
We had boards that were specially made for it.
Right.
And
okay.
Some won it. And I think we still have a bunch of those boards left. But
okay. I think the thing for me, because I have never participated in Cornwall before.
I thought you were going to say the show.
This event. I couldn't believe how far apart the cornhole boards were.
Yeah, like regulation.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, I'm like throwing fastballs over my shoulder. Crazy.
All right. Well, anyway, that's Thursday morning. I'll give you the details on that.
There's news this morning that the National Enquirer paid $200,000 to the brother of the mistress of Bezos for the private text messages that were exchanged between the two of them.
Not surprising. I'm assuming that people... I guess it's surprising that the brother would sell out his sister.
Why does he have them?
For a couple hundred grand.
It's so gross.
Well, he probably snuck into her phone one time. Or maybe she sent them to him.
Maybe she shared them. Like, hey, look at this conversation with Jeff. What do you think?
I mean, do you think that she would... if you're a woman, would you share a D-pic from Bezos with your brother? I mean, I think most brother-sister combos, they don't talk about that kind of thing, right? I don't know.
I think it just depends on the relationship. Some do, but not many. I mean, I think it's a high percentage.
There are some who are I don't know how you feel about the National Enquirer and paying for stories. I mean, I don't know where you stand on that.
Everybody's got bills.
Right?
Everyone has a price.
That's right.
I mean, I really am surprised that a brother would do that when it comes to selling his sister out. But whatever,
you're right.
Everybody has a price,
right? And conspiracy. They're in it together. It's some kind of safety net. She was probably like, "This is the richest guy in the world right now.
Yeah,
he could have anything he wants. He could do anything he wants right now. I'm gonna keep these just in case."
She kept them in case he dumped her, and so that she had something at the end.
Right.
Oh, that's evil.
Isn't that evil?
That's
smart.
Not,
get
that's
out of here.
Not,
don't
that's what
her.
Couples
oh,
do.
That's smart.
Yeah. They're both stepping out in their spouses. Shoot, to put the money thing into perspective for you. So the brother, Michael Sanchez, got $200,000 from the National Enquirer. Jeff Bezos makes more than $230,000 a minute.
A minute?
A minute.
Oh, you're kidding me.
That's outstanding.
A minute.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. A minute.
Bezos probably would have paid the kid $1 million to keep them away from the National Enquirer. That's why your kid's an idiot.
Right.
I don't want to get all serious or anything, but what do you think of the a couple things came up last night during the town hall meeting that Senator Elizabeth Warren had. Of course, she is a candidate for president, and she had a town hall meeting last night, and one of the things that came up is she wants to do away with the Electoral College.
Yeah, so do and I.
You do?
Oh, absolutely.
I want to find out what people think about this, but let's take a listen to our senior senator speaking last night.
Well, my view is that every vote matters. And the way we can make that happen is that we can have national voting, and that means get rid of the Electoral College and everybody.
I don't know where you I mean, the Electoral College essentially was put in place to make sure that there was not one state that had more power over other states based on its population, because you used to have states that had a reasonable amount of people living there, and then you had states that, didn't have enough. So
you still kind of do, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean,
if you compare, let's say, the state of New York to South Dakota.
Right, right.
Yeah, and right. I understand that. But, you know, if you want a true democracy, let's get rid of the Electoral College. Let's make every vote count.
I mean, I get it. You like the Electoral College when your candidate wins.
That's not true.
I'm just saying in general. I'm saying Elizabeth.
The collective view.
Well, listen. Right.
She's referring to the last election.
Of course she is. Yeah. She doesn't like it because Hillary Clinton didn't win. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's...
I think the whole vote thing is so overrated.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Not even half the country votes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what is that?
If they know their vote counts a little more.
I'm like, half the country doesn't give two hoots.
Okay, so you just want to get rid of the voting process? What would you do?
Well, no, I would try and make it easier to invite people to vote.
It's easy. I mean,
I would try and promote or find some way to get people to vote.
Promote? You mean like people don't know that we're having an election, a presidential election?
I love that you love to mock me.
I just don't know what you're. I don't know what you're saying.
Well, Don't you think it would be progressive to find a way to make 85% of the country vote?
No, because they're not going to do it.
Why?
Because they don't care.
You shouldn't find a way to make them care?
I think we have found ways to try to get people to vote, and they don't respond.
What is that, the free donuts?
Yes, the free donuts.
Let's make it a national holiday.
Yeah.
The last thing this government wants, and I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans, is more people voting. They don't want that.
Democrats would like people to arrive en masse from other countries and immediately be allowed to vote. I just don't believe that you can make it as you could give people a day off. And I don't think that people are going to use that day off to go and vote. Hello,
well, then
Mike?
You don't get the day off.
If you don't.
To get the day off.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, this isn't even a story. It's not going to happen. It's embedded in the Constitution.
The Constitution can be changed.
It can. Right.
Well, according to liberals, it can be changed.
Isn't that why we have a Congress? You know, we change laws. I mean, locally, you couldn't You couldn't drive your herd of cows down the street here in Boston
or something like that. Can you still drive your herd of cows down
the street in Boston? There are laws that are, you know, discarded and changed all the time.
This is Craig. Hello, Craig.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Craig?
First, on a serious note, if you get rid of the Electoral College, what happens to states like Vermont, Rhode Island? They don't. They fall off the face of the map.
Yes.
What electoral, candidate is going to go there to campaign?
Correct.
What interest do they have in those states?
Correct.
That's the only downfall.
Yes.
But on the other hand, if you put everybody, if you put the candidates on Dancing with the Stars, more people voted in Dancing with the Stars than in the last election.
Yeah, that's true. What about a free slice of pizza? That works for a lot of us.
Yep. Oh. I'd come up for that.
With toppings?
Yeah. This is Joe on the Framingham Ford studio line.
Hey, great show. Nice topic, guys.
Thanks.
Mike, Joe, we do not live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic.
I know, and let's change that.
No,
let's change that to make every vote count.
Let's not.
No. Let's not try and change something the founding fathers gave us. So
well, you know what? That was that was over 200 years ago. Let's make some changes.
Update it.
Yeah.
No, let's not.
Okay. All right. That was a good argument right there. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yes.
We
no.
Disagree to disagree.
Now, our senator also said last night that she would be in favor of establishing a commission in Congress to explore reparations for African Americans.
I believe it's time to start the national, full-blown conversation about reparations in this country. I support the bill in the House to appoint a congressional panel of experts, of people who are studying this, who talk about different ways we may be able to do it, and to make a report back to Congress so that we can, as a nation, do what's right and begin to heal. Thank you.
Bag of cash.
Bag of cash.
Maybe everyone will get a bag of cash. Hello, John.
Hey, Greg, I want to go for a double obscure reference in one movie.
It's very rare. It's very rare, but give it a whirl.
Okay, Bridesmaids.
Yes.
Singing, the girls battling for the singing as the maid of honor.
Yes, okay, got that on the wedding video, yes.
And the second, creepy brother and sister in the apartment.
Yes, so that would
sharing
be
the bath.
Yes, that would be the one on Bezos and the mistress's brother and sister, or the mistress and her brother. Yeah.
Well done. Right. Well done.
Oh, well done. It's very rare. Very rare. All right. It is 8:55. More news to come. If you would like to be on the show this morning, you can call on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-9223, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.